And now, what would you think if I told you that scientists have discovered an entirely new form of life? Something that doesn't fit the old categories of animal, vegetable, mineral. Something that demands its own brand new category. Sounds revolutionary, right? Well, it's true. In 1977, a microbiologist named Carl Woese discovered a new, well, actually very old, kind of microbe. A microbe so ancient it probably was one of the elementary building blocks of our planet. Woese named it Archaea. His discovery was ridiculed and then ignored for 30 years by mainstream science. But today, it's revolutionizing science, industry, and even our search for extraterrestrial life. Science writer Tim Friend told Steve Paulson Archaea stayed a secret for so long because it was hidden in the most inhospitable environments in the world.
Any place where we would assume that life can't exist, you know, the hottest, driest deserts, the most toxic of environments, such as a hazardous waste dump or a pool of sulfuric acid with a pH that would cause the flesh to fall off your skin in a few minutes. The coldest environments on Earth, deep inside glacial ice, you find microbes. They also have found them living inside of the cooling tanks of nuclear reactors. So just about any place where you would think that life shouldn't be there, you'll find these microbes. They have incredible metabolisms.
And do they need oxygen to survive?
They do not. There are many anaerobic bacteria as well, but the Archaea seem to be very unique in their almost uniform abhorrence of oxygen. They're able to survive without oxygen or sunlight.
This is amazing what you're saying. I mean, it sounds like these microbes can convert inorganic matter, I mean, whether it's sulfur or uranium or various toxic compounds, into organic molecules. I mean, somehow they manage to turn the stuff that's not life into life.
It's really amazing. I think one of the most amazing discoveries to me in working on the book was just how life is so opportunistic. The microbial metabolism of the extremophiles of the Archaea is really a true wonder. Imagine having the ability to make organic cells, organic molecules, or cell walls from rusting iron. You know, you and I couldn't go out and eat, you know, the side of a car. But these microbes are able to turn metal into meat, essentially. It's really quite a skill.
Now, the origins of life on Earth, that is a huge scientific mystery. I mean, no one really understands how life first began on our planet. But you're suggesting that Archaea may offer some clues. What do they tell us?
Well, I think we need to look most closely at their metabolisms and how they are able to extract energy. So by studying the habits of the Archaea, we can see how they could have survived in a very early environment of a brand new planet. By looking at how they make energy, we can also see that they're not necessarily restricted to this planet's environment. These types of microbes could easily have arisen on other worlds and may be there.
Well, there are revolutionary implications to what you're saying. I mean, perhaps life is far more common around the universe than we realize right now. I mean, it may be even in other planets in our solar system.
Yes. Carl Sagan made this point years ago, and as a reporter, I had the opportunity to interview him a few times, and he often said that at least microbial life, he believed, would be ubiquitous throughout the universe. And there's been a fair amount of evidence, I think, from the microbiology community to suggest that this could be true.
That's fascinating, because, I mean, still, to my knowledge, no life has been discovered on any other planet. I mean, even Mars, isn't there a huge debate about whether there has been any life at all, even microbial life there?
There is, and I think it has more to do with knowing what to look for and how to look for it than it does whether it exists or not. If we're looking for life as we know it with fairly simple tools, it's a little bit analogous to someone who loses his keys in a dark parking lot and he searches for them beneath the only street light that's there. I think that we're just now coming of age with the science and the methods and the insight to be able to begin to look for other life on other worlds.
This does suggest that the prevalence for intelligent life might be more common around the universe than we may realize. I mean, if this kind of microbial life is pretty much everywhere, then, I mean, you obviously need the long evolutionary process and the conditions that would be right on a given planet, but at least those basic building blocks of life would seem to be there.
Yeah, they certainly would. And, you know, it's amazing. During the course of the research for the book, I had an opportunity to go visit the shipwreck Titanic on a submersible. And the Titanic is covered in just massive rust formations. And these turn out to be living entities of numerous species up, you know, more than 20 species of microbes found on these so far.
So what looks like just plain old rust, I mean, metal that has turned into something else can actually be alive.
It can. And it blows my mind to still think about it. But you might be able to culture microbes from a rusting car, for example. But these things on the Titanic, when they were studied more carefully, found that they have more than 6,000 miles of internal surface area in the form of kind of an arterial and venous system with nutrient-rich fluids coursing through these veins. And this rust on the Titanic is actually generating, as a byproduct, as a whole, oxygen, so that oxygen levels surrounding the Titanic, for example, now are almost as high as those in the upper layer of the ocean. This is an oxygen-free environment at 12,500 feet deep with no sunlight and very low nutrient levels ordinarily. But on this oasis, which the Titanic has become, other species, because there is oxygen present, are starting to come in. They're finding more crabs. They're finding other more complex forms of life feeding off of the success of these microbes. And all of this has occurred in just 100 years.
So you're suggesting that the sort of the evolutionary process can actually happen quite fast. I mean, once you start having these very elemental microbes, it leads to other life forms.
And it may lead to something that's more complex. Scientist named Roy Cullimore and a writer, Charles Pellegrino, who's also a PhD, had written a book years ago which attracted my attention. And they referred to the Titanic as the quote-unquote thing. Cullimore and Pellegrino had suggested that this was a life form in itself, that this complex of microbes was something that was crossing some type of evolutionary threshold and was becoming something more, becoming something new in a kind of a remarkable synergy. And that really captured my imagination.
Science writer Tim Friend talking with Steve Paulson. Friend's new book on Archaea is called The Third Domain,